You are now listening to episode 96 of the Big Bang Buzzcast, recorded on September 8th, 2015. I'm Roxanne.
And I'm Nicole.
And we are back from our mini hiatus and ready to jump into all the season 9. And there's a ton of news, like now, like teasing stuff that's coming up into the season. So that's what we're going to be doing in this episode, just catching up on all the news from the past few weeks and going over that and some of our thoughts on the news. And first, to start things off, it's actually not related to season 9, but it's still kind of cool. Bill Prady has an asteroid that was named after him.
And he did not know it happened until afterward.
Yeah, he just tweeted, apparently I'm an asteroid. I'm looking at the screenshot. Is there a date when it was named, or? I don't know. There's a lot of info on that that's kind of hard to read. But Bill Prady is now an asteroid.
I was gonna say, are you asking me? Because you know very well I don't have internet right now.
True. I kind of pulled it up here. It was discovered in 1981, so I guess it just did not have a name for a long time.
Or it had a name, but it's like some long number.
Yeah. Maybe 1981 EY35. That's in parentheses on there. But yeah, so Bill Prady's an asteroid, so Big Bang Theory. I feel like now, like, other people, they should have stars and other cool stuff also. Like, this is the start. They just need to get all of them out there in space.
Well, like Howard. They were talking on space. Fan Forum about how they should have a storyline where somebody, like, names an asteroid after another character or something.
Mm-hmm. For a star.
Raj can do it, and then Howard can be like, okay, but is the asteroid named Emily or Cinnamon?
Emily or Cinnamon. And speaking of that game, there is going to be an official trivia guide to the Big Bang Theory written by one of the, like, script assistant or script supervisors or something or another. Anyways, one of the staff. And, like, in the description, it says, like, you can play Emily or Cinnamon as part of the things included in it. And I was like, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on my list. Well, it comes out in, like, October, right?
October 27th.
27th? Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. By Adam Faberman. He is the script coordinator on The Big Bang Theory. Which, like, the fact that, like, initially, before, like, I read the description, and I just thought, like, okay, like, to have, like, a trivia book put together by, like, the script coordinator, because his job is, you know, to, like, keep track of all the scripts and, like, you know, all those stuff. So, like, he's going to be, like, a good person to put together trivia for the show with all the little details.
I'm going to challenge myself to find something that's wrong. Because let me tell you, my history of the Kentucky Derby book, oh, man, that thing is highlighted and scratched out on almost every single page.
Well, I feel like even, like, the best companion-type books that I have, there's always some sort of mistake in there.
Yep, and this is the script coordinator. It's his job not to mess this stuff up. I'm gonna look for it. Okay, it can't be as bad, though, as the continuity goof-up. I was just watching the beginning, like, the first season of Friends again the other day, and you have, like, Ross talking about, like, losing his virginity, and then he was just like, you told this person, and he's like, you told your sister, and he's like, I told everybody. And then, like, two episodes later, Monica's just like, my brother didn't ever tell me when he lost his virginity. And I'm like, did you forget what you wrote 2 weeks ago? Like, come on. So, yeah, hopefully there won't be anything as blatant as that if there is anything wrong.
Well, okay, you said that's from the pilot, and then, like, two episodes later?
No, it's not the pilot. It was, like, episode four and episode six.
Okay, because, like, if it was something in the pilot, that could kind of maybe be understood, but four and six at that point, yeah, they're just writing and cranking him out, so no excuse.
Exactly. It was right at the beginning. You guys had, like, 3 episodes to keep track of.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to this book.
Yeah, and like the part of the brief summary on Amazon, it says, this completely authorized Big Bang Theory trivia and quiz book is filled with questions from every season, photos, hilarious quotes, and more, including excerpts from The Roommate Agreement and your chance to play Emily or Cinnamon. It is sure to provide hours of fun and test the knowledge of even the most dedicated fan. And it's 384 pages, which seems like a pretty good sized book for that. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that'll be out, like we said, next month, October 27th. So keep an eye out in stores or just get it online. Okay, and then for season 9 news. So, okay, I haven't seen these yet. There are, I guess, a couple promos that have actually aired.
Well, there's the awkward one that's just like, the show's moving, woo. And it
just
says,
like recycling
when the show's coming
old
back.
Clips.
Yeah, the one that we were complaining about, like, last week.
Okay, I think I saw that one online. I watched something like that online.
Then the other one is the one about the wedding.
Okay, so what's actually in that? Because I just heard about it, that it exists.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only one that's seen it, because whenever I mention it, someone's like, wait, what? Okay, so basically, it starts out, like, with a flashback to Leonard and Penny meeting, and them saying hi to each other.
Aww.
And then it says, like, I know, right? And then it says, like, it's a moment, like, 8 years in the making, and then it shows them, like, standing either outside of, I don't know if it's a hotel room or outside the wedding chapel, but they're, like, all dressed up, like, in the outfits we saw in the promo pictures. And then they kind of edited it. Like, I'm going to laugh so hard if this is actually a thing, but, like, they're making it seem like all of their friends are in the Wallowitz house watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because I'm like, is there, like, a cable channel, like, some obscure thing where you can, like, live stream Vegas weddings? Because I may be all about that. I don't know. So I don't know if that's edited or if that's real, but they showed that. And then it shows them, like, outside their hotel room where they talk, and Leonard's like, I should carry you across the threshold. And then it shows him, like, staggering to carry her into the room, and she's asking if he's okay. And he's like, I'm fine, but, like, clearly he's, like, not strong enough to lift her. And then, like, there was a part, it, like, had, like, a graphic on the screen where it looked like an invitation, and it said, like, you're invited, and so they're, like, telling all the fans, like, come to the wedding, and it just was just really feels-inducing.
Aw. See, like, okay, the thing is, when they first made the confirmation that, like, okay, yes, like, Leonard and Penny are actually getting married in, like, this first episode back, like, I wasn't excited. I don't know if disappointed is the word, but I was just kind of like, okay, well, that's happening now, because I was still just annoyed over everything in the finale. But, like, I want to enjoy it. Like, I want to be excited for this.
Yeah, I do too. And it's like, I made a Tumblr post the other day, like, I don't want it to happen like this at all. But at the same time, this is, like, literally my first OTP that has actually gotten married on screen. Mm-hmm. Which I never really thought about that before, but, like, I mean, like, obviously, like, I ship Chandler and Monica and Howard and Bernadette and, like, Bud and Harriet and all of that on my shows, but, like, you know, they weren't, like, at the level that Leonard and Penny at least were for me at one time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, Mac and Harm, they get engaged in the last episode. Wiley and Vega, we're not even going there. Mal and Inara don't get together until after Firefly's over. So, like, this is the first time that something, I mean, obviously, like, Walter and Paige aren't married. So it's like, this is the first time that one of my ships that I get so passionate about is actually getting married, like, on their show. And so I am really excited for that, because I'm like, this is only going to happen for them once. So I don't want to be that person that's, like, metaphorically sitting in the back grumbling to myself over the details.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember now if any of my other, like, big OTPs have actually had, like, an on-screen wedding. Because, like, Peter and Olivia got married, but we never actually got to see any of it because of the time jumps both times. They got married two separate timelines, and we didn't get to see either one of them, so.
Seriously, Fringe.
Thanks for that. I don't think, like,
Did you see my post on Tumblr, speaking of Fringe, where it's, like, reblog because tomorrow's the anniversary of the show started, and, like, put in the tags why you started watching?
No.
Basically, I put in the tags like Roxanne wanted my soul destroyed.
Oh, Rory and Amy, we saw their wedding. But yeah, I think they're like the only one of my big major ones.
So I'm just gonna, even though other things in the episode that we're gonna get to later on in this news is gonna just piss me off, I'm gonna try to let myself just let myself go and be really excited about Leonard and Penny getting married, because that's just, Leonard and Penny are getting married, okay? Like, of course I am happy on some level.
Yeah, like, what, 8 years in the making, like, show-wise, how many years in the making, I've been watching for five, almost 6 years now. So, like, we've been waiting for this for a long time, so it's happening.
Yeah, I've been watching for 7 years almost exactly, so, and Britt pointed this out on Fan Forum.
Mm-hmm.
The electric can opener fluctuation aired on Monday, September 21st, and Leonard and Penny are getting married on Monday, September 21st.
I saw that.
That made me so happy. I had not even thought of that. Because literally every year, September 21st comes around, and I'm like, it's the anniversary of the electric can opener fluctuation. But, like, I didn't even make that connection. Because this year, I'm like, oh, the 21st is when Scorpion comes back. It's been literally the first year since electric can opener that I haven't put that date in that context. And I'm like, it's the same day of the week and everything. Like, that, I just think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I had something else. Oh, just, like mentioned, we have like wedding plans. So like we're going to the wedding together as much as we can while we're 2,000 miles away from each other.
Yes. Roxanne's my date to Leonard and Penny's wedding.
Yeah. We still need to coordinate our outfits, figure out what Big Bang t-shirts or whatever we're going to wear. But yeah, that's happening.
We have matching ones, but they're about Leonard, and are we still mad at him?
That's the question. Maybe we can put it aside for the wedding.
I mean, Penny's putting it aside for the wedding.
Yeah, and then in the next episode, we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, wedding, that's happening. What else do we have for the new season here? There's a lot that they've released.
I think it's just been a really long time since we've recorded.
It's both, but there has been a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, TV Line had some stuff about, I think this includes the first couple episodes. They have, the honeymoon is over before it begins for newlyweds Leonard and Penny when the latter learns that the former wasn't being completely honest about a certain North Sea fling. Turns out the girl Leonard smooched is closer to him than Penny was led to believe. I don't think I've read this before because I don't remember this. and in trying to put that fire out, we meet her. Speaking of relationship drama, Amy and Sheldon explore taking a step back in the wake of her season-ending vanishing act, and Howard and Bernadette struggle to make his late mom's residence their home and not his childhood home. Bonus spoiler, Keith Carradine reprises his role as Penny's dad in the October 5th episode. She's married now, says Malaro, and she needs to talk to him about that. Yeah, I definitely haven't read this before.
Okay, you're a little behind the times.
Yeah. Well, I did know that, like, the fling chick was showing up again, but I didn't know, like, these extra, like, the reasoning behind it.
Are we just gonna call her fling chick?
For now. Do we have, her we name have her is name,
Mandy.
Right?
Mandy. Her name is Mandy.
I remember that. Oh, it's on here also, yeah. She'll be played by Melissa Tang.
I said that Mandy by Barry Manilow is now ruined for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's just call her the fling chick then.
Let's call her fling chick. Alright.
So we're gonna see fling chick, which I really don't want to. I feel like this is just dragging out something more that shouldn't have been brought up to start with. I don't want to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to use that gif of Rafiki where he's like, it doesn't matter, it's in the past.
Yes. Just like, just leave her in the past. Just stay there. Don't come to the present, please. Just stay
away.
Okay,
but doesn't... Okay, never mind, I'm not going to say that because I feel like I know something else slightly about this, but I don't know if I read it on Twitter or if it was actually officially released somewhere, so I'm just not going to say anything.
Okay. Tell me right now and I'll just edit it out because I'm curious. Yeah, I don't think that's been released because I didn't know that.
So anyway, back in.
Okay, so then back to this, we've got Amy, there's the thing about Amy and Sheldon. So they explore taking a step back, which doesn't sound...
But look at the press release for episode 2!
Wait, what? Where did that go?
Amy breaks up with Sheldon and he tries to retaliate using fun with flags. Why?
I don't know.
I'm gonna play somebody that I used to know after this movie. I did that a lot when The Mentalist was ending.
Yeah. So if episode 2 sits after Amy, I wonder if the breakup actually happens in the first episode. And then this is his, like, reaction in episode 2.
Probably. I'm giving a pained sigh right now. I'm just gonna focus on the wedding.
Wedding. I kind of like this mention about Howard and Bernadette struggle to make his late mom's residence their home and not his childhood home, because that does need to happen. I'd like to see just, like, you know, set design-wise, like, it look more like their place than Mrs. Wallowitz's house.
Howard's still a child, though. I'm just thinking the last year with the, oh, is she gonna cut up your food for you? And then he's like, she doesn't have to. Whatever that was he was eating. And then just the look on his face, like, Raj, come on, Raj. That was a ridiculous question.
And then the bonus spoiler that Penny's dad's coming back. This is, like, the one thing I'm actually, like, super excited about.
I know, I'm so excited to see Wyatt again. Maybe his name will be Bob this time.
Or Bob Wyatt, yeah.
Yeah, WB. Oh my god, Warner Brothers.
There you go. It has to be Bob Wyatt.
My mind makes such obscure connections Wyatt Bob. To things when I'm tired.
He's Wyatt Robert, and it's shortened to Bob.
Stop stealing my fanfic canon and putting it into your own words.
Was your canon Robert?
Yes, but you never read that fic.
I'm sorry. But he's coming back.
You read, like, the first 3 chapters and then just stopped and promised me for, like, 2 years you were going to actually read it because I thought you were excited about it.
I swear I read more than 3.
When I was writing it.
Which one was this? Because I swear, like, it was more than 3 chapters that I read.
Compared to the amount of chapters I wrote, you basically read 3. I'm not naming it on here. People listen to this.
You don't want to advertise your fanfic?
That is a very popular one. It does not need advertisements. You don't see advertisements for Rolls Royce, do you?
But yeah, Wyatt.
It's like, again, with the Friends reference. I believe the word we're looking for is, anyway.
Anyway. And there was Wyatt, he's gonna be back in, is it the same episode they're doing the road trip?
I don't know, it's all
is that what was
at this point. I think so.
What was kind of figured out. EW had another article where they were talking about there's a fun road trip to Mexico for the guys early on. The road trip will be taking place in Richard Feynman's van, who is a theoretical physicist that has passed away. And it will actually be, it's his, like, real life van. So that's cool. His actual van from the 80s with the equations that he had painted on the outside of it. And, I think I saw something, I don't know where, Mayim talked about, like, an episode that they had either just done or they're working on or something. It's like split, like girls and guys completely. And I think that's this road trip one.
That's going to be weird, I think, especially if that's the one Wyatt's in. I wanted to see him interact with Leonard again.
Well, if he... Oh. Well, I was just thinking, like, if he was in that one, like, if he would, like, join in, I don't know, on their road trip somehow. But if, like, this is Zane, Penny needs to talk to him about being married, then he would be in her part of the episode.
Maybe he'll lecture them on when they're going to have kids. Because he wants the grandkids.
He wants those grandkids now. They've got to get on that.
But they will grow up in a house without wheels.
Yes. He can be happy about that. Just like, I just want to see like Wyatt and I don't care specifically who as far as like the other people, but like, you know, when he was there before, we only saw him with Leonard and Penny. So it would be fun just to see him meet more of the others. And like,
oh yeah.
How those interactions go and what he thinks of them.
I'm just excited to have him back, let's be honest. I don't care in what context, we have Wyatt.
We have Wyatt, finally. After how many, when was, what season was it he was in?
Season 4, episode 9.
4, and we're in season 9? It's been 5 years since we saw Wyatt? Is that right? That's, yeah. That's a long time. I knew it was, he was there a long time ago, but I didn't realize, like, 5 years, long time. Wow.
It doesn't feel like that long, but it was, like, over a year before they got back together.
Yeah, because it was, like, end of season 3 breakup, and then, yeah, he was early there next season. Wow. How has it been so long? I don't understand. How have I been watching this show for so long? Now.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like all of a sudden you're like, I've been watching this show. Like, I've been watching this show since I was 14.
that's crazy.
You weren't 14, but I was 14.
Yeah. So we've got Wyatt coming back after 5 years, which is crazy. See, we talked about that. Okay, so we touched on some of the stuff in the press release. So the full press release for episode 2, it is called The Separation Oscillation. And it says, Leonard confronts the woman he kissed on the North Sea in an attempt to set Penny's mind at ease. Also, Sheldon films a special episode of Fun with Flags after his breakup with Amy, and Bernadette feels guilty. Bernadette feels guilty about withholding a secret from Penny on The Big Bang Theory. Okay, did Bernadette know about this chick somehow? Because if either it's connected to that, or if Bernadette's got some other secret, and then everyone's just holding secrets from Penny, this isn't cool.
Seriously. I didn't think about it like that.
Like, I hope Bernadette didn't know about Leonard and this fling chick, but I don't know.
I feel like she would not have been able to keep that a secret. I mean, remember her trying to be at Priya with Priya under false pretenses?
I was just thinking about that, yes.
Why are you writing a book? I need to rewatch that episode tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow.
That's such a good episode. That's like, if you're like ranking highlights with Bernadette, that's one of the ones way up there, like
that
right
is just
behind.
A classic episode in itself, but with Bernadette.
Like that and the scavenger
bosom.
Vortex. She's so good. We need more Bernadette episodes like that, please.
That's happening tomorrow. I'm watching that one.
So that's the press release for the second episode. I don't even remember. What's the first episode called?
I don't know. I don't have internet. I can't look it up. Didn't it have, like, matrimony or marriage in it?
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up, I'm going to the CBS Press website right now, because we didn't have that release yet. As of our last episode. Okay, here we go. So the press release, just for the record, for the first episode back, it is called The Matrimonial Momentum. And it says, after driving to Vegas to get married, Penny struggled with Leonard's confession that he kissed another girl. Also, Sheldon doesn't know how to act after Amy pushes pause on their relationship. So we basically already know how both of those go.
I know.
So, yeah. Okay, this is, like, there was some article that talked about, like, Wyatt and Mary was going to be back also, but in different episodes. But this is, Laurie Metcalf is listed as being in this first episode. So we'll be seeing Sheldon's mom. I'm guessing he probably, like, Skypes her or something, asking for advice.
Probably. I'm always really excited. You know, my first best friend on the internet, okay, well, that was Naomi, but my first, like, Amber was, like, my first, like, total bestie on the internet, and we bonded over both loving Sheldon's mom. So whenever I find out Sheldon's mom is coming back, I'm always texting her, and I'm like, Amber, our favorite person's gonna be on Big Bang again.
Is she excited?
I actually didn't tell her about this time, but I'm gonna text her right now. I've been working a lot.
Yeah, so then there's Stuart is also in this episode. And then a minister and a receptionist are both listed as well.
Wonder what that's for.
Oh, gee, I wonder. Okay, and then we didn't talk about yet, TV Line posted a wish list of what they want to see in the 9th season. What did they have?
What they want to see and what they don't want to see.
Okay, there's season 9 do's and don'ts. Let's go through these real quick.
Basically, what I remember is they don't want a Howard and Bernadette baby, and they don't want Leonard and Penny drama. And I feel like they also said they don't want Emily to last, even though it's confirmed that she's going to be back at least a little bit at the beginning of the season before Raj finally dumps her.
Yeah, Laura Spencer posted a picture last week on Wednesday of her back on set. So I guess they're taping tonight. So she's...
Oh, yeah. They're taping right now, probably, right?
It's 6:40. Did they start at 6:30? Is that right? I haven't been in forever.
So they'd be watching the episode now, right? The old one.
No, I think because when it's time, like, it starts at 6:30, so they play back the old one at 6. So they should be, filming the opening scene right now.
Nice.
What's the word for it? It's not opening.
The cold opening?
Cold open. There you go. They're filming the cold open right now. But yeah, so, they don't feel a Shamey proposal is, they don't feel it's quite time for that yet.
Whatever.
See, a promise ring, on the other hand, seems like something that evolving Dr. Cooper might see as a worthy gesture on his part.
Okay, promise ring to me is just like, I don't know. Because isn't that traditionally like a, I'm not going to have sex until I'm married because I'm a good little child type thing?
Like, that's one type of promise ring. I feel like there's that, or there is the, like, we're not engaged yet, but we're going to be.
That's just stupid. It's like, you know you're going to be engaged, just get frickin' engaged.
Well, I feel like that, in that sense, it's like high schoolers who aren't engaged yet, so they'll have a promise ring.
Okay, and Sheldon and Amy are grown-ass people that are not in high school and should not do that.
Yeah, for real.
And I know two people in high school that did that, and neither of them got married because they kissed other people while on a boat in the North Sea. Um, No, I don't know. I think that's dumb. Like, if you're gonna do, like, we're not engaged yet, but we will be, like, just get engaged, because that's, we're not married yet, but we will be. So, like, just eliminate the unnecessary other step.
Yeah. And like they say, they're hopeful the writers will find a unique way of advancing the relationship without diluting Sheldon's eccentricities. Which I feel like they can do that and still have them get engaged. Like, engagement doesn't necessarily, like, negate Sheldon being Sheldon. So, there's that. They want to see, basically, like, if Leonard and Penny are actually married now, then they really have to address, like, the living situation. Like, Leonard's keep living separately from Penny if they're actually married. They think it might be interesting if Penny actually moves in with Sheldon and... Or no, Penny moves in with Leonard.
That would be interesting.
It would be. That's not what's going to happen. If Penny moved in with Leonard and Sheldon took Penny's old apartment. Which I know I've seen that, like, mentioned at times as... Just, like, as on the forums as possibilities or whatever. But I feel like that would be weird to have that type of switch.
I don't know, I think it would be cool because Sheldon could, like, totally nerd cave that place up, like, even more than it already is, and have all his idiosyncrasies to himself, and... But another thing is maybe... I mean, Sheldon and... I feel like Amy should move in with Sheldon because that way they can, like, once they get back together, because apparently they're broken up now, whatever, but, that would be a good way to be, like, let's advance our relationship without going too fast, because, like, they could live together, but, you know, they'd have their own room, but they would still be living together as a couple, so, like, they'd have their space, but, like, I feel like that would be kind of cool, and they mm-hmm. couldn't do that if Sheldon was in a one-bedroom.
Yeah, I feel like that would make more sense with, like, where they can go with it with the characters.
Sorry, I'm against
for real. And you can keep Sheldon is still Sheldon with his eccentricities, whatever, however you say that, with Amy moving in. And, I don't know, that's not the word they had, but whatever.
I don't think eccentricities is a word.
Hold on.
Eccentricities?
Yes, thank you.
Extensities.
I can't talk right now.
That made me happy.
Okay, and then their next point
is... It would be another challenge, though. Wait.
Okay,
because Howard and Bernadette have to make the Wallowitz house theirs instead of Howard and his mother's. Mm-hmm. And Penny's apartment would have to change into Penny and Leonard's apartment, not just having his robe there, but, like, his stuff would go there, too.
I know. I feel like... I don't know. It would be interesting to see, like, if suddenly, like, half of the, like, figures and stuff in Sheldon and Leonard's apartment get moved over, like, what actually, of, like, the stuff that you've
stuff
always seen on display,
together?
What actually moves, huh?
What about stuff they bought together? Like, remember
the sword?
In Friends,
is the sword still
when, like,
hanging?
This is Friends again, but when Chandler and Joey were, like, buying a table together, like, that's a big step. Like, what if this is kind of, like, almost, like, in a joking, like, divorce thing? Like, who gets this? We bought this together, but it would be humorous because, you know, they're still living close. They're mm-hmm. not moving out because they don't get along. It's just Leonard got married. Oh, my God, some point this season they're going to meet somebody and Leonard and Penny are going to introduce the other one as their husband or their wife. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, are we ready to move on to the next point?
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, their next one is basically stop with the drama with Leonard and Penny. Which this is like, I was like, amen to this. Let's just hope the powers that be stop trying to infuse drama with retconned betrayal and let these newlyweds be happy. Less conflict, more funny, please. For real, like, retconned betrayal, like, that's hitting the nail on the head.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah. And okay, like, you know, like, we've always been like, oh, if we ever find out Penny's name, it's gonna be when they get married.
We're not going to now, probably.
Like, we should still see the wedding, but it's just a matter of if they actually have, like, Penny, whatever, or if they skim over it or avoid it somehow.
They're gonna just go by first names like they did in Penny's little dream at the end of the 100th.
Mm-hmm. Did they do their names at that point?
Yeah, I think I think it was like, do you, Penny, take Leonard.
Mm-hmm. We're never gonna find out her name, let's just be honest.
No, you know how we're gonna find out? We stop caring about it, and that's gonna bother the writers so much that they'll have to tell us.
So everybody just stop asking, and then they'll be like, wait, don't you guys care anymore?
Seriously, we have to act like we're not interested in the carrot, and then they'll just dangle it some more, and we'll be like, nope, and then they'll be like, take it! And we'll be like, haha.
Yeah.
That noise I just made would have been a lot more effective if you could see the thing I did with my eyebrows to accompany it, but it's just
gonna fall flat. You'll have to show me later.
No. Alright, next point.
Okay, next point is about Raj and Emily. If the astrophysicist intends on learning to love her, the show will have to prove to its audience why they work as a couple. Her appearances thus far have been too far and few between to truly get a sense of whether they're even remotely compatible.
No, I have a sense as to whether they're remotely compatible or not, and, that's been discussed extensively in past podcasts, and I'm tired, so I'm not gonna go into it again.
Yeah. I'll just say, though, like, even though I like Emily, I do agree, like, we haven't seen enough of her to, like, sell it yet. Like, I like her, I do, like, feel like if, based on what we've seen so far, like, she's probably not, like, endgame for Raj. But yeah, it's weird, cause like, she's been around for over a year now, but we've still, like, don't see enough of her to get, like, a full grip on her, like, as well as we knew, like, Bernadette or Amy after a year.
She's creepy, that's literally her only trait that we know, like.
She's creepy and, was she a dermatologist? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's
basically they only made her a dermatologist so they could give her a creepy line about cutting things, like.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes when she comes back. Then they just want to see, more, like, nerd culture stuff than, they've had recently. So, like, include more of that and not solely romance relationships. And then Malaro mentioned at one point how they plan to address or mention, like, the new Star Wars movie somehow. So then they're just saying, like, hey, if you're going to get back into Star Wars, bring back Proton as Sheldon's Obi-Wan Kenobi person.
Oh, yeah, they did say they were going to do an episode relating to The Force Awakens, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, did they say, like, a full episode around it, or just, like, we're going to include it somehow at some point?
I don't know. You were the one who tweeted the article about it.
Well, I'm sorry. do I have that open somewhere? I don't think I do. I don't know. But, yeah, they'll be in talking about Star Wars at some point. And then,
oh my god, how many points are, I don't remember there being this many.
I think we're almost to the end. Okay. Yeah, this is 7 of 8. Then basically just Howard's family, like we met his brother, his half-brother, what better time to introduce his estranged father and his father's extended second family? Which I just, like, I'm still like, okay, we met his brother, but it was like, okay, he's there, so what? So, like we said, then it's pointless.
About Howard's family, yeah.
Well, like, I feel like I would care if they actually went somewhere with it, but as far as, like, the first appearance of his brother, it was like, okay, well, unless you actually bring him back and do more, that episode doesn't matter at all, because, like, nothing changed.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last, they're just saying no Howard Bernadette baby, Nothing screams aging sitcom more than an ironically coined bundle of joy. So.
Agreed. Like, I've yeah. said I want Leonard and Penny to have kids, but, like, I would literally be fine with just finding out she's pregnant in the last episode ever. Like, I just want to know it will happen, like, for sure, confirmed. I don't want them all to have kids, like, on the show. And I'm glad that the writers don't want that either.
Yeah. I'd be cool with, like, if we got, like, a baby in, like, the very last season or, like, near the end of the season. But yeah, at the same time, it's definitely not anything that they need to do, like, in the immediate future or, like, anytime earlier than the last season. So, no babies. We don't need that on the show yet.
No.
And then, I think the last note that we have just to mention is that the season 8 DVDs will be out next week, right?
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday, 1 week from today as we're recording this.
And a lot of people I've seen on Twitter don't like the cover art, but, like, I'm just like, thank God they're not dressed up in, like, black, shiny, skin-tight outfits like in season 4.
Seriously, I have such low expectations now for, like, the DVD covers.
I'm just thrilled they're in their characters' clothes. That's enough for me.
Yeah, like, with all of the different covers and stuff they've done, like, okay, they look like their characters. I'll take it. Even though the pictures are, like, 5 years old. Four or five years old, basically.
Well, at least Penny has her season 8 hair.
Yeah, that too. Because that would have been really weird if it was, like, long hair on the cover God. And then short hair through the whole season.
I would have been so mad. Like, I would have gotten probably irrationally angry about that.
And I think that's it for the news then. Pretty much everything from the past few weeks, or all of the major points at least. So then that wraps up our episode. If it turns out there's, like, a lot of stuff that happens in the next week and a lot of stuff to talk about, we'll go ahead and do one more episode before season 9 starts. But if not, then we'll just wait and get into it with the... are they doing 2 episodes? I can't remember.
No, they have Big Bang Theory and then, like, the premiere of that, like, weird... not dead grandpa show, and then Scorpion, so it's only one.
Okay. I'm glad, because that gives us, like, the first week to just try to enjoy the wedding before the second episode with Fling Girl.
Before Fling Chick shows up.
Yeah. Okay. So, keep an eye out on Twitter. We'll let you guys know there whether or not, we decide to record for next week, or we'll just be back in 2 weeks with the new, with 901. It's, like, finally almost here.
Almost. So, yeah. 13 days. 12 days almost. Now, I think.
That's weird that it's, like, 12 days, because when we started the countdown, it was, like, over, like, I don't know how many days, but when we got, like, under 100, people were like, yay, double digits.
Woo! Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys, as always, for listening. If you want to leave a comment or send us something, feedback, suggestions, anything, you can leave a comment on the website at thebigbangbuzz.com or email us podcast@thebigbangbuzz.com or you can tweet us at thebigbangbuzz with 3 Z's. And, like we said, watch on Twitter to see if we'll be back in 1 week or 2 weeks. And we'll talk to you guys, then. Bye.
Bye.